Namaste and Hari Om. Welcome to today's episode of All About Dharma radio program. This is your host, Kishore Trivedi. This radio program is a sister program of Know Your Dharma initiative of the Hindu Society of North Carolina. Since Diwali is coming up this week, let us chat about the importance of this festival. Diwali or Deepavali is known as the Festival of Lights and is a Hindu holiday widely celebrated in India and all over the world by the Hindu diaspora. The best known parts of this festival are the dazzling burning clay lamps that line the streets, alleys, and doorways, and the Rangoli or Kolam, the creative and colorful designs made from powder, rice, flower petals, or sand on the floor. Diwali is celebrated by nearly a billion people of Indic faiths, that is, by Hindus, Jains, Sikhs, as also some Buddhists. Though each of these faiths have their own legends and traditions regarding this festival, they all share a common focus on introspection, cleansing, and self-inquiry. The holiday thus represents the victory of light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, and good over evil. Diwali is a special time for gathering with family and friends, celebrating life, showing our gratitude to the divine, and committing to a more dharmic life in the year ahead. Diwali is even more special this year, both socially and spiritually, as the shadow cast by the coronavirus is still here. Celebrating this festival is more palpable for people who are eager to get rid of the past darkness and bad luck and welcome a new life full of light, fellowship, health, and wealth. The word Deepavali is a Sanskrit word meaning a row of diyas, where diya is a small clay oil lamp. Or in simple terms, Deepavali means a row or array of lights. So it is very proper to start with a prayer adoring deep or light. I will recite for you. Om Deepa Jyoti Parabrahma Deepa Jyotir Janardana Deepo Meharatu Papam Deepa Jyotir Namostute. Meaning is the first phrase, Deepa Jyoti Parabrahma, says Deepa Jyoti, or the light of the lamp, is a symbol of Supreme Brahman. The notion of Brahman is central to Hinduism. It means the transcendental notion of God. So this lamp represents the transcendental notion of God. Then the second phrase, Deepa Jyotir Janardana, says Deepa Jyoti is also a symbol for Janardan. Now Janardan is a name, another name for Vishnu Bhagwan. And the word Vishnu means that which is all pervading. So Deepa Jyoti, or this light of lamp, represents the immanent notion of God, all-pervading notion of God, the God that is considered to be pervading each and every atom in the universe. So as such, this light also represents the light within me, the consciousness within me, or my antaratma. Because of this consciousness, I am able to perceive, feel, and think. Therefore, I adore this divine light. May this divine light remove all my negativities. Now, the actual date of the Diwali is based on the lunar calendar that we follow in Hinduism. Hence, the actual date in the Gregorian calendar, the normal calendar, changes every year. This year in 2021, the Deepavali is on coming Thursday, November 4th. We recognize Diwali or Deepavali as a day of celebrating the return of Prince Ram of Ayodhya, his wife Sita Mata, and his brother Lakshmanji, completing 14 years of exile after defeating the demon king Ravan. Sri Ramachandra ji is the seventh incarnation or avatar of Vishnu Bhagwan, and Bhagwan Sri Ram is an embodiment of dharma or righteousness. He is considered to be an ideal king, and his reign is celebrated as Rama Rajya. His consort Sita Mata is an incarnation of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of wealth and prosperity. Residents of Ayodhya were overjoyed at the return of their beloved prince and rightful king and lit lamps in his honor. Thus, the entire city looked like a row of lights on the day of their arrival. And this was the very first time Diwali was celebrated. The actual rituals and customs associated with celebrating Diwali vary based on the regional traditions. The celebrations of Diwali last generally for 5 days. The day one of Diwali is called Dhanteras, and this year it will be on Tuesday, that is tomorrow, November 2. This is the first day of the festival. It is the time for spring cleaning of homes and prepare for the events ahead. People prepare sweet and savory Indian treats. Some of the most popular Diwali sweets include laddus, ghari, barfi, ghugra, kheer. This is also a busy shopping day to buy gold and silver jewelry, kitchenware, and other auspicious items to decorate their homes, as well as new clothes to wear on the main day of celebrations. This is symbolic of getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. Second day of Diwali will occur on Wednesday. It is called Choti Diwali, also called Kali Chaudash. So the second day is when people start decorating their homes. So the main decorations for Diwali are diyas and candles, torans, which are decorative sacred gateways that are hung on doors, and rangolis that we mentioned already, or kolam, colorful designs, colored patterns made on floor with flowers, powder, rice, or sand. These are created at the entrance of homes to please and welcome Lakshmi Devi. In our HSNC temple on 309 Aviation Parkway in Morrisville, the puja for Dhanteras will take place from 10 in the morning to 12 noon on 3rd November. On this day, we believe that Bhagavan Shri Krishna, the 8th avatar or incarnation of Vishnu Bhagavan, defeated the demon Narkasur, who was an evil king in a place called Prag Jyotishpur, and released Bhagavan Krishna released 16,000 girls that were held captive by Narkasur. So this day is also known as Narak Chaturdashi, the day on which Narkasur was defeated by Bhagavan Krishna. On this day, we also worship the goddess Kali or Kali Mata, who also symbolizes the victory of good over evil. The main day, the Diwali day, is also called Amavasya or Lakshmi Puja Day. It will be this year on Thursday, November 4th. On the day of Diwali, people dress in new clothes and children enjoy fireworks. Family and friends get together to exchange gifts and have a feast. The most important part of the celebration is the puja that takes place on this day when Lakshmi Mata and Sri Ganesh are worshipped. The worshipping can be done in temples or at home. In our own HSNC temple on 309 Aviation Parkway, the Lakshmi Puja will take place from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Once again on November 4th, this Thursday. One of the important hymns in this regard that is sung during this puja is Sri Mahalakshmi Ashtaka Stotra. I have selected here one of these 8 verses from this stotra. Siddhi Buddhi Prade Devi Bhukti Mukti Pradayini Mantra Murte Sada Devi Mahalakshmi Namostute. O Devi, who bestows accomplishments and intelligence, Devi, who bestows both worldly prosperity as well as directs our lives towards final liberation. O Devi, who always abides in the subtle form in this mantra like this, and who is also behind everything in creation and within our hearts, reverential salutations to you, O Devi Mahalakshmi. Thus, Diwali puja is performed for worldly fame, happiness, prosperity, and liberation from the cycle of birth and death. We worship the goddess not as materialists, but pray to her to prod us to use only dharmic means to achieve our worldly objectives. So earning wealth is fine and dandy, so long as it is done only by dharmic means. On this day, business owners close existing account books and open new ones in preparation for the years ahead. And this particular part of the ceremony is called Chopda Pujan. Chopda means account books. Traditional greeting that is used on Diwali to greet each other is Shubh Dipawali for short, or Dipawali ki Hardik Shubhkamanaye. The day after Diwali is called Padwa, Pratipada, Annakut, or Govardhan Puja Day, and it will occur this year on Friday, the November 5th. This is the first day of New Year for several states in India, and people celebrate by exchanging gifts and best wishes. Many will take time to be grateful for what they have had and share with others. Where I was growing up in Gujarat, people will visit their friends and relatives on this day and wish Nutan Varsha Abhinandan, Nutan Varsh Abhinandan, Happy New Year to each other. The festival of Annakut Puja, also known as Govardhan Puja, that is held on this day, is a religiously significant aspect of this day. Annakut, as the name suggests, means a mountain of food. It is a festival dedicated to Bhagavan Shri Krishna. In our own HSNC temple, Govardhan Puja or Annakut Puja will take place from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on November 6th. That is Saturday, November 6th, not on Friday. This Govardhan Puja commemorates Bhagavan Shri Krishna protecting the inhabitants of Vrindavan from a torrential thunderstorm that was very, very heavy. And he did this by holding the Govardhan mountain over his little finger for 7 days, believe it or not. The next day, day after the Annakut or Govardhan Puja day, is called Bhai Dooj, Dvitiya. And it will be on November 6th, Saturday this year. Bhai Dooj, Bhau Beej, or Bhai Beej is the last day of celebrations and is dedicated to honor sister and brother bonds, which is a very sacred bond in our tradition. On this day, sisters perform a special ceremony for their brothers for their protection. Brothers will visit their sisters and enjoy a nice meal together and give presents to their sisters. With this, I wish you and your family a very happy and safe Diwali, or in Hindi, aapko aur aapke parivar ko Dipavali ki bahut bahut badhai aur shubhkamnaye. Hari Om and Namaste.